Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 9th of July. Baptism into the Holy Spirit. It is important to recognize that baptism into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are three dimensions of one baptism. A believer who is progressively obtaining their eternal salvation will continue to walk in these dimensions of baptism as disciples of Christ. Significantly, the three dimensions of baptism are not merely a sequence of sacramental actions or procedures that a person must experience. Demonstrating this point, we note the example of the Apostle Peter's ministry in the house of Cornelius. The book of Acts recorded that, as Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Having witnessed this sovereign action of the Holy Spirit, Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. We see that these believers were sovereignly baptized into the Holy Spirit before they were baptized by water. After the Father has baptized us into Christ and His love, the Son, likewise, baptizes us into the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist prophesied of Christ's initiative, saying, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Immersion into the person of the Holy Spirit commences when he comes into a believer's spirit as the spirit of adoption. The inheritance that they receive, once they have chosen adoption as a son of God, is the divine nature as a seed from the Father, which is Christ. Having been sealed with the Holy Spirit, the believer then also receives from the Spirit the inheritance of the fellowship of Yahweh Elohim, manifest by and through the seven spirits of God. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 28 verses 19 to 20, Acts chapter 10 verses 44 to 48, Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, and Romans chapter 8 verse 15. For further study, Acts chapter 10.